The following shiur has been presented by Harav Noach Isaac Olbaum, Rav de Kahal Nachlas Yitzchak de Queens, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire mesechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Another very important machlokes is legabe de halacha in Ilchus Eruvin, and that is there is a din of oimed merube al haporitz is kosher. And that is that if you have an area that is surrounded by a fence, and the fence has a breach where it is open, so the halacha is that if you have more solid, right, than opening, the whole area is considered to be enclosed. In other words, if you have oimed merube al haporitz, if the oimed, if the chelik of the wall that stands, if the solid portion of the wall, right, is greater than the chelik that is open, so then kosher, because the gobos a roiv of the mechitza is oimed, is solid, is standing, so mele we view the entire area to be enclosed, as long that the pirtza should not be yoyser me'eser amos, as long as that the opening is not more than 10 amos. In other words, up to 10 amos of opening, right, oimed merube al haporitz is kosher. As is mentioned in the Mishnah, Pesachtes Erevim, Daf Tezvov Amud Beis, where the Mishnah says, kol pirtza shehi ke'eser amos muteres. If it's only up to 10 amos, it is muter. Bipnei shehu ke'pesach, it's like an entrance. Yeser mikam, but if it's more than 10 amos, then it is osir. And so also is gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch, Semenshin Samach Beis, Siftes. So now, we have to ask ourselves the following question. This halacha that we are saying, that if it's oimed merub al haporitz, however, if the pirtza is more than 10 amas, right, it is possible, is that midin deraisa? If you have an opening more than 10 amas, that is considered a pirtza, is that minatoire? Or maybe it's only a din drabonon, which means that midaraisa, oimed merub al haporitz, is considered enclosed, even if the pirtza is more than 10 amas. The halacha that we are machmer is only midrabonon. Or maybe it's a deraisa. If the pirtza is more than 10 amas, so midaraisa, it is possible, even if it is oimed merub al haporitz. So that's the question. The question is, yoyser me'eser, if the opening is more than 10 amas, that it's a pirtza. Is that a din deraisa, that it's a pirtza? Or maybe it's only a din rabbanan. So this, in fact, is a machloikis between the Mishkanes Yaakov and the Chazon Ish and other achronim. The Mishkanes Yaakov in Simen Kuftes is of the opinion that when you have a pirtza that's more than 10 amas, Mamela, it is a pirtza midaraisa, and this mechitza is posel min haTorah, and he says that this is begeder halacha l'moishe m'Sinai. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish in Simen Kuf Yud Beis Tainis, that you cannot say that it is a deraisa, you cannot say that a pirtza more than eser is a deraisa. I and also Chazon Ish in the Likutim Simen Gimel Sifkot Nehei, and said that it's only drabonon. And the Chazon Ish brings a raya to this. Chazon Ish brings a raya that a pirtza yoyser me'eser is only a drabonon, because we find in the first Mishnah, the Mishnah Rishonim in Eruvin Dav Beis Amud Aleph, we know the Mishnah tells us that a mavoi which is gevoy lemala mesru mamo yemayit, that you have the koira, the cross beam, which is laid across the opening of a mavoi, right? The mavoi is closed on three sides, and the fourth side is open to the Rishus Rabim. So all you need is a tikkun. The Chachamim said you need a tikkun, so you put a koira or a lechi. So it says that if the koira is lemala mesru mamo is yemayit, then the Mishnah says v'harochav me'eser amo is yemayit. That if the fourth side is wider, in other words, the mavi, the opening, the fourth side that is opening, if the opening is more than 10 amos wide, then you have to, right, close it up a bit. You have to make sure that what? That the opening should be less than 10 amos. In other words, what the Mishnah is telling us, that if the width of the fourth side is more than 10 amos, you have to be memayit. Fine. So, what is the source of that? Where do we get the source of 10 amas? Where do you get the shear of 10 amas? That if it's more than 10 amas, you have to be memayit. So, points out the Chazon Ish, take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that the source of this halacha, because we learn out from Pischoi Shel Heichel, from the opening of the Heichel in the Beis HaMikdosh, that the Pesach of the Heichel was 10 amas wide, and it's called a Pesach. So Melitz Mashma, that more than 10 would not be called a Pesach, but a Pirse. So now, Tain is the Chazon Ish, that if you're going to tell me that a Pirse that's more than 10 Amos is a Pirse Min HaTorah, Mikoy Chaloch Al Moshe Mishinai, right? If it's a Pirse Min HaTorah, Mikoy Chaloch Al Moshe Mishinai, then why do we need a Yalfus of Pisco Shel Hechel? After all, if it's a derisa because it's a lochal moshi mesinai that a pirtza more than 10, right, is considered to be a pirtza in a Torah because it's a lochal moshi mesinai, then why do you have to have a yalfusa from pisco shalechel? Elamai is a raya that this whole aloch is only a din drabonon, and the yalfusa from hechel is only together as machte, so tain is the chazunish. And Rabbi Yisai, this machloikis, whether oimid meruba la porus, and the pirtza is more than 10 amas, if that's a derisa problem, or only a drabonadiga problem, right? Is a gevaldige nafkimine, legabe what we were discussing all along, right? Because, again, to be matter erishus harabim, we know itzuras apesach is not enough, but we need losois. So lefize, the chazonish is machadish a gevaldige chidish, in Hilchas Erevin, the Chazanish tells us that Bismaneinu we do not have Erishus Arabim, says the Chazanish. Afilu, he says, Bikrakim Ayoysa Gidoilim. That even he says in the biggest of cities, we do not find Erishus Arabim. Why? Because after all, the way our streets are constructed, where you have houses going on both sides of the street, right? And then when you come to the corner, right, then you have cross streets. Now, of course, you have breaks. Certainly, by you have breaks between the houses many times, and you have also pierces, you have breaks when you come to the corner, right? So between one side of the street to the next, so you have the cross street which crosses over, but then you have houses going again across. So you have houses on both sides of the street, and then coming to the corner, you have a street that goes across. So Mamela, which runs perpendicular, right, to the two side streets. So even though there are many pirtzes there, and the pirtze would be more than 10 amas, however, being that this is only midrabonon, because the fact is, if you add up, right, all the solid portions of the houses, the walls that the houses make up on two sides of the street, and also the walls of the houses and the buildings, right, which run along the cross street, so it comes out that the streets are really enclosed on three sides. And even though that there are breaks and you have pierces, but it's oimen meruba la paris. But you have more solid, he says, than opening. And even though the openings might be more than eseramas, but again, the shit of the chazunish is that that's only drabonam. And if it's only drabonam, it's not rishus ram deraisa. If it's not rishus ram deraisa, then you don't need losois, and you can simply, right, enclose it with a tzuris apesach. And therefore you can be makshur all of our streets. By constructing a regular Erev and a Tzuris HaPesach, you do not need losois, simply because we do not have Erishus HaRabim deraisa, according to the Chazon Ish. We should mention that one can see more about this Svar in the Shalsi Tshuvas, Mishkan HaSyankov, Simcha Beis, regarding this Etzem Chiddush of the Chazon Ish, that because of the houses, right, which run along the two sides of the street, and again you have houses running along the cross streets, so therefore the streets are considered enclosed on three sides. That is also the opinion of the Choshev Poisek Hagoyin Rabbi Yonstein Shtaif Zechasadik Lavrocha in the Shalsi Tshuvas Mahari Shtaif Simon Samaches, and he points out that same idea. So lefizeh he tines that even a place, he says, like Manhattan, right, even a place like Manhattan, right, which would have, even if it has Shishim Riboy, you have 600,000 people walking through it, would not have a din Rishus Rabim in HaTorah. Right? Because the city is surrounded all over with the mechitzos of batim, with the mechitzos of houses. Another important halacha that we find in Masechta Seirvin, and that is Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, also on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and also Gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch, Semen Shin Mem Vov Siv Gimel. And that is, if you have a karfif yoyser mebeis sosayim shloi hukaf ledire, if you have an area, a large area, that is more than a beis sosayim, which was not surrounded ledire, in other words, there was not a house there first when you surrounded that large area. Imagine that you have a farm, right? You have a farm, let's say an acre or two. There was no house there, and you went and you surrounded it with a fence. So technically, it's a rishus hayochid because it's surrounded by a fence. However, the Chacham said, being that there was no dira there, even if you put the dira later, it's not good enough, because it was not hukaf l'dira. The Chacham answered, you cannot be metaltal there only b'toich arba anas. And the Mishabura in Sifkot and Yudalit points out that the shear based asayim is like the Chotzer HaMishkan, which is 100 by 50 amos. An area that is 100 amos by 50 amos, right? Or Shivim Amo and Dalit Tfochim, 70 amos by 4 Tfochim long, by 70 and 4 Tfochim is square. So that is considered to be a Karfif, which is Yosem based asayim. If it was loy hukaf ladira, in other words, if it was a dira there first, and then you made the fence, that's called hukaf ladira, then the fence, right, will be matter the area, you'll be able to carry you inside. So the nekuda of this halacha is that when mechitzas are built for purposes other than dwelling, for example, you have fences around gardens or orchards, or you have fences around fields, or around storage areas, they are not considered mukaf ladira. And the reason that Chazal were geyser, right, against being metaltal there, because being it is so large, people may come to confuse it with an actual Rishus Rabin. Right? So therefore the Chachamim gave it a status of a Carmelis, so points out the Mishnah Berurah of Sifkot and Tezayin, and therefore you're not allowed to carry there. Now there is a klal in Hilchos Mechitza that's poros b'milua l'mokoim ha'osolo, which means that if you have a reshus, then be'etzim it's mutter betiltel. But it opens, in other words, you have reshus aleph. You have reshus aleph that be'etzim is mutter betiltel. But it opens into reshus beis, which happens to be osur betiltel. So then reshus aleph becomes osur betiltel. Let's repeat again. Porut b'milua l'mokoim ha'osolo. If you have an area, let us call it reshus aleph. Reshus aleph be'etzim is mutter betiltel, but it opens, right, it opens completely to a reshus beis, which is also betiltel. So then the din is that reshus aleph also becomes also betiltel. And therefore this poses a potential problem concerning cities which have a public park in the center. This park will often have a large flower bed, right? It has a large flower bed where people are careful not to walk. And therefore, logically, such an area would constitute a karfif in which carrying is osur. Because this is a large, right, this is a large area where people do not walk, so it's not considered hukif ladira. Right? In addition, since the city is connected to the park, it should then therefore, right, it should be forbidden to carry even in the city. And that is a shaila that is brought up in the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi. And the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Untes brings down a psak lehokel b'shem the Dvar Shmuel. Dvar Shmuel pointed out that a flower bed is not a karfev because it is for the beautification of the city. It serves to beautify the city, right, and also for the enjoyment of the citizens that come to look at it. So a mela does not stare from the enclosure, even though it's a very large enclosure, right? Nevertheless, it does not stare, and it is permitted to be metaltled. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shinun Ches Siftes, in the Bir Aloch over there, the Ramasal Avol, says that this kula that is brought down in the Achroinim has no yesoid in the Rishonim. And therefore, it would be best, therefore, to find a way to build an Erev without relying on the opinion of the Dvar Shmuel. The Chazon Ish, interestingly enough, suggests that one might build mechitzes around the park. Go ahead and build Tzuris HaPesach around the park to separate it from the city proper. So Mamela now is going to be mutter to be metaltal b'toich ha'ir, but not in the park.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present the shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.